Let us hear the word of the Lord from Psalm 105. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. We welcome you all here today to this very happy occasion, and we invite you now to take your bulletin, please, as we sing our opening hymn. Great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father. Let us sing, please, to the Lord's praise.
Thank you.
Congregation may be seated. Let's please still our hearts now before the Lord and bow in prayer. We might know the presence of the Lord on our day today. Heavenly Father, we bow in the presence of our great Lord and Savior. And in and through His name, we pray, Father, for the blessing of heaven to be shining upon this day. We are thankful for this happy occasion. It finds us here for the wedding of Christopher and Sarah. And Lord, we pray at the very beginning that the Holy Spirit would come and shine with the blessing and the presence of the Triune God. We ask, Father, that every part of our service this day would be to the honor and praise of our Savior. And we ask, Lord, that as these two have come to be joined in holy matrimony, as they commence their life, it will be marked as a union centered upon Christ and upon His own precious Word. Heavenly Father, we just give thanks and rejoice this day for all the goodness and the mercies of the Lord to us. Truly we can say from our hearts, great is Thy faithfulness, O God, unto our souls. Bless us now today and receive our thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. We are met together in the presence of God to witness the joining of this man and this woman in the sacred covenant of marriage. The Almighty God at the beginning of time created our first parents, male and female, and instituted the marriage of one man and one woman. It is fitting, therefore, that wedded love should begin in the house of God with thanksgiving and praise and prayer to Him whom our soul loves. Our Lord Jesus Christ also confirmed the divine institution of marriage by His presence at the marriage in Cana of Galilee. The union of a husband and a wife in body, soul, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for help and for comfort given to one another in times of prosperity and in adversity, and in the center of the will of God. And in time, as the Lord permits the procreation of children and their nurturing and building up in the things of the Lord. Because marriage is a divine ordinance, it is not to be entered into lightly, thoughtlessly, or rashly, but advisedly, deliberately, and in reverent fear before God, and with earnest prayer for the blessing of the Lord upon the union. And it is into this union, and this marriage, that Christopher and Sarah have now come to be joined. The law of our land also has given its sanction to marriage, and if anyone can show just cause why these two people should not be joined in matrimony, let them now declare it. I require and charge you both that if you are aware of any reason why you may not be joined in marriage, you declare it now. I now will present a declaration of the groom. Christopher David Rose, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage, and according to Ephesians 5 and verse 25, which commands husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Will you love her, comfort her, honor her and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her so long as you both shall live?
I will.
And this declaration is toward you, Sarah. Sarah Elizabeth McAnally, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage, and according to Ephesians 5 and verse 22, which commands, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him so long as you both shall live? The congregation has witnessed these declarations made by the bride and the groom. Who is giving this woman to be married to this man? Now we come to the marriage vows, and I will ask the congregation to please stand. Our Lord Jesus Christ reinforced the divine purpose of marriage with these words: for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain or two shall be one flesh. And you have come to be made husband and wife. Will you join hands and repeat these solemn vows after me? I, Christopher Rose, take you, Sarah Elizabeth McAnally.
I do.
Well, if you'll repeat after me these words. Don't get too anxious now, brother. Don't get too anxious now. We have to have time for this. I, Christopher David Rose.
I, Christopher David Rose.
Take you, Sarah Elizabeth McAnally.
Take you, Sarah Elizabeth McAnally.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
to have and to hold. From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, honor, and cherish.
To love, honor, and cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
I make this solemn vow to you.
I make this solemn vow to you.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sarah, will you please repeat after me? I, Sarah Elizabeth McAnally.
I, Sarah Elizabeth McAnally.
Take you, Christopher David Rose.
Take you, Christopher David Rose.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love, honor, and obey.
To love, honor, and obey.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
With the Almighty God as my helper.
I make this solemn vow to you.
I make this solemn vow to you.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God describes what kind of love that a husband and wife are to have toward each other in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 13. It says, love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. We'll now come to the exchanging of the rings. Christopher, will you please take Sarah's left hand? And repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And with all that I have.
I will love, honor, and cherish you.
I will love, honor, and cherish you.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Sarah, will you take this ring and take Christopher's left hand and repeat these words after me? I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have. I will love, honor, and cherish you.
I will love, honor, and cherish you.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
For as much, Christopher and Sarah, you have covenanted between yourselves in holy wedlock, by the authority that is vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. These words from the book of Numbers, a blessing from the Lord upon this couple. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Christopher, you may kiss your bride. Didn't need any instruction for that one. Very happy that Dr. Frank McClelland, Minister Emeritus of the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, is here, and I'm going to call upon our brother to pray and commit the bride and groom unto the Lord.
Let's all bow together in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thee today on this very happy day, and we praise You, God, for the sense of Thy presence in the house as Chris and Sharon have joined together in holy marriage. Father, we commend them to Thee. We pray Thou would bless them with that blessing that maketh rich. And Father, we ask of Thee that Thy hand will be upon them for good in the days to come. And Lord, we thank Thee especially that before they were joined together in matrimony, they were joined together individually to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of their souls. And Lord, we thank Thee for the Word of God that tells us that the Lord has said, I am married unto You. And so, Father, we thank Thee that Sarah and Chris individually have come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And today, Lord, as they set forth in marriage, we pray that Thou would bless them each step of the way. We ask You, God, that Thou would bless them in their souls, that Thou would bless them in the home that they're setting up. And Father, we pray that their home may ever be a battle where the presence of the Lord is always a felt reality. And so, our God, we commend them to Thee. We pray that Thou would bless them. And Father, we ask of Thee that in the days of sunshine and happiness is there, O God, may they rejoice greatly in the Lord their God. And then, Lord, as we know happens to all people, in the days when the clouds are over us, our Father, we pray them and understand and know what the Lord has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so we commend them to Thee. We pray that Thou would bless them each step of the way, whether in good days or not so good days. Now, our Father, we ask of Thee that as Thy servant turns to the Word of God, that Thou would bless him, that Thou would give him the right words. And Father, we pray that Thou would prepare our hearts to receive the good seed of the Word of God, that each one of us may grow thereby. And Father, we ask that even some here who may not know the Christ and Sarah's Savior, that even this day they would come to know Him, of whom to know His life everlasting. Be with us now, we pray, and bless us on this day, and give us great cause to rejoice in the Lord our God, for we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. At this stage of our service, we're going to have a duet by Mrs. Marianne Gross and Mrs. Georgia Lee Fintelman.
We need Thy tender care. thine do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus.